Ever felt completely paralyzed by life's challenges? That moment when everything seems too overwhelming to even begin? This is precisely where the power of small offers its most profound insight. Meaningful change doesn't require dramatic transformations or heroic willpower. Instead, it emerges from tiny, manageable actions that accumulate into life-altering shifts. This approach has resonated with thousands worldwide who found themselves stuck when traditional self-help methods failed. The beauty lies in its accessibility. You don't need special skills or perfect circumstances to begin. You simply need to take one small step, then another. We all experience overwhelm differently. Some frantically overwork, while others completely shut down. Regardless of how it manifests, we tend toward all-or-nothing approaches, either procrastinating endlessly or running our lives at an unsustainable pace. Both strategies keep us trapped because growth requires venturing beyond comfort, but moving too far too quickly pushes us beyond our self-care zone, making sustainable change impossible. The 5-minute breakout offers a powerful solution. Take just 5 minutes to do something outside your comfort zone, but within your self-care zone. Someone overwhelmed by bills might open just one envelope. Someone drowning in caregiving responsibilities might pause for 30 seconds before automatically saying yes to another request. The goal isn't eliminating uncomfortable feelings, but responding differently despite them. What makes some changes stick while others fade? The difference lies in connection to values, those deeply meaningful principles that guide our best lives. When disconnected from values, we create an unfulfilling existence lacking purpose. True values must be freely chosen rather than inherited or based on what we should value. Ask yourself, how do you want to be remembered? What were your childhood dreams? What brings you joy? These questions help align actions with deeper purpose. Values aren't rigid rules, but guiding principles. Unlike goals, they don't depend on outcomes or results. The key difference is between being mindlessly nudged through life versus living through conscious, freely chosen actions. Every small action impacts how we live. Consider whether choices bring you toward or away from your values. Toward moves often involve short-term discomfort for long-term fulfillment. Away moves temporarily relieve discomfort, but distance us from what matters. Michelle's story illustrates this. Rather than restrictive dieting that failed, she made small changes like buying single chocolate bars instead of multi-packs. She used choice time breakouts, brief pauses to consider consequences before acting, gradually making more toward moves for her health. Choose toward moves that are significant enough to matter, yet small enough to be manageable. If you're less than 80% confident you'll follow through, the move is likely too big. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, but progress through small, sustainable changes. We're complex creatures who seek change while fearing it. Despite our evolution, we remain hardwired by survival instincts that create internal conflict as we strive to be bigger, better, faster, while coping through two opposing modes, do-do-go-go, overextension, and back away, not today, avoidance. In do-do-go-go mode, we relentlessly drive ourselves toward unrealistic ideals until burnout. When we fail to meet impossible standards, we judge ourselves harshly, creating a cycle of overextension and self-criticism. In back away, not today mode, we avoid the pressure of our own too high expectations, becoming paralyzed as our must-do list grows. We retreat from difficult tasks, creating a cycle of despair and inaction. Most people engage in both modes simultaneously across different life areas. Alex works 60-plus hours weekly but avoids relationships after heartbreak. Jamie avoids career advancement but maintains an active social life. Cultural messages constantly tell us to strive for more, creating the impression that unless we're special, better than others, we're somehow flawed. These messages instill the belief that we're never good enough, driving us to either hide our perceived flaws or desperately strive for more. We often mistake our mind's thoughts for truth, using them to justify inaction toward our goals. Common advice like just don't think about it rarely works with persistent, unwanted thoughts. A powerful technique is prefacing thoughts with, I'm having the thought that. For example, changing I'm overwhelmed to I'm having the thought that I'm overwhelmed. This simple shift creates distance, transforming you from subject to observer. How expansive your life becomes directly relates to your willingness to make room for unwanted emotions. Paradoxically, feeling emotions fully is what frees you from being limited by them. When emotions overwhelm you, the AIR system, attend, investigate, release, helps. Pause to connect with the challenging emotion, describe its physical manifestations, then thank your emotions for alerting you to your needs and release them through focused breathing. Living authentically requires expanding beyond comfort zones. Our minds protect us through a red alert threat system that evolved for survival but often limits growth. Avoiding discomfort restricts development. A meaningful life isn't pain-free. It requires accommodating everything, good, bad, and ugly. Complete stability only comes from never taking a step. For real change, you must allow messiness and develop courage to make mistakes and learn from them. Palliative care nurse Bronnie Ware documented the top 5 regrets of the dying: not living authentically, working too hard, suppressing feelings, losing touch with friends, and not allowing themselves happiness. The Power of Small offers 5 approaches to prevent these regrets: taking daily steps outside your comfort zone, reflecting on why you work rather than blindly working long hours, expressing feelings appropriately, connecting meaningfully with others, and identifying small actions that significantly improve your life. What small action could you take today that your future self would thank you for? Perhaps a conversation you've been avoiding, or 5 minutes on a meaningful project you've neglected. The journey toward a fulfilling life isn't about dramatic transformations, but consistent small steps guided by your deepest values. When feeling overwhelmed, return to the fuel process. Find your values in the present moment, unblinker from self-limiting thoughts, expand to make room for uncomfortable emotions, and look after yourself with compassion. Remember that struggling is natural, and even with the best intentions, life will throw curveballs. The small skills you've learned remain within you. They can't be deleted, just temporarily covered with dust. There's always one small thing you can do in the present moment to help yourself, whether making tea when you can't leave bed or reaching out when you feel like isolating. After taking action, assess whether it brings you closer to or further from who you want to be, then determine your next step. Your path to change doesn't require perfect circumstances or heroic willpower. It begins with acknowledging where you are now and taking just one small step forward. The power to transform your life isn't waiting in some distant future or external solution. It's already in your hands, in this moment, in the choice you make next.